I'm Jack Lessenberry. So, is this now summer or fall? I know that by the calendar, we officially have 2 more weeks of summer. But the kids are back in school, the days are starting to get noticeably shorter, and Labor Day marks the traditional dividing line between the seasons. Psychologically, anyway. Many of today's news items still seem like summer stories, with headlines like Naked Man Charged in Homicide and Legal Deal in the Works for Killers of Pet Guinea Pig. Our national obsession with all Trump, all the time, has blocked out most other political news, but there's one item that to me illustrates everything wrong with term limits. Donna Farrington is a mortgage auditor who's a Republican candidate for the legislature in Macomb County. She's running because the current state representative, Jeff Farrington, her husband, is term limited out of office. This has become a familiar pattern. A large part of what term limits have done is create sort of a dynastic, keep-in-the-family idea about elected offices. If Diana succeeds, we may be able to look forward to one of the Farrington children running in 6 years. But Democrats know how to play the name game, too. Their candidate is Michael Noddy, who's been an auto worker but's principally known as the son of Richard Noddy, the legendary longtime mayor of Sterling Heights who died a couple years ago. This is one of a very few so-called swing districts, one that either party could win, and you might well wonder what the main issues would be. Road repair? Economic development? Their respective unpopular presidential candidates? Well, no. So far, the entire campaign has revolved around Diana Farrington's attempt to get Noddy disqualified for not having lived in the district long enough. She hasn't having much success with that. Yesterday, a second judge in the second court dismissed her case. Earlier, another judge said she waited too long to file her complaint and hadn't provided any proof Noddy didn't meet the residency requirements. You might think that would indicate that it might be time to get on with the normal business of campaigning, but Farrington told a reporter that she's considering another appeal. This is not, by the way, a battle for the presidency, the leadership of the galaxy, or a last-ditch attempt to stop Hitler, but a race between two fairly ordinary people for one out of 110 seats in the lower house of the legislature. There's something to be said for a sense of perspective, and maybe this candidate will eventually find one. Finally, there's a sleeper story that's getting almost no attention, but has the potential to transform state government. Taxpayers for Michigan Constitutional Government filed a lawsuit against the state yesterday, charging that the state has severely shortchanged local governments in the amount of money it's been returning to them under the Headley Amendment. The lawsuit charges that the state is mistakenly counting things like spending for charter schools and some state road repair as local spending. If this suit should ultimately succeed, even partly, it could mean Lansing owes various Michigan cities billions. I'm not a constitutional expert, but I can tell you this. There are a lot of cash-strapped local officials who are thinking it's about time.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.